Well, join me in that attitude of prayer and thanksgiving. Father, we thank you and praise you. Thank you for the opportunity to come to church, Lord. You are the head of the church, and we thank you for that. Everything happens in the Protestant denominations because of what you've done for us. Coming as God manifested in the flesh, coming and walking and teaching us the way, for you truly are the way to life, and we thank you for that. So we recognize that you are the head of the church, Lord, and we want to thank you for blessing us. And then you also said that when you have to go home to be with the Father, you would send one greater than yourself, which is the Holy Spirit. And it's wonderful to know that you, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, are one entity, Lord. And we thank you for that. So thank you for the joys, the concerns, and the prayers. And we thank you as we pray that prayer that you talk to the disciples, commonly known as the Lord's Prayer. I look at it as the disciples' prayer, but it is the Lord's Prayer too because he taught the disciples when they asked, teach us to pray. As we pray that prayer, Jesus taught by praying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and glory forever. Amen.